Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Toon Tea Podcast. Woo! It is I, Hannah Savage, joined with my lovely co-host, Simone.
Hi, everybody.
Oof, y'all already know what time it is. Y'all know what yesterday was? Well, yesterday was a Wednesday. But other than it being Wednesday, the new Proud Family premiered on Disney Plus, and today we'd like to share our thoughts about it.
Yes. I mean, it's very befitting. I mean, it's meant to be. We've been waiting, I don't know, the original Proud Family came out, what, the 2000s? 2001, maybe? And now we're finally getting a renewal, a comeback. And I think it was great. I mean, it's the best time. It's Black History Month. It's Respect. The best time for it to have come back. And yeah, I love it.
Started off with a little bit of existential dread about how the original Proud Family was in the early 2000s.
Oh my god. I'm almost 25. I don't. Oh my gosh. We can't keep doing this. It's just. I just mentioned, and it's a very old show.
Oh,
it has nothing to do. Not old. We're just making. Not even. It's not very. I'm just saying. It celebrated. It was like a big promotional thing. They came out with new merch and stuff for the new coming back. They came out with bags and, you know,
they had little prop figures too, and they had like cups and stuff. Because like my friend had gotten some. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really cute. And I'm just happy to have it back. You get that sort of feeling of like you never knew you missed something until you get it back. So it's just like that sort of like, you know, little wholesome feeling.
And like it was actually authentic to the original. Like I feel like a lot of the newer shows, they try to overdo everything. But it's just like this feels like I'm watching original Proud Family, but with a new twist.
Yeah, it gave really new, like, it still held on to, like, the, you know, the foundation of what the Proud Family was, but just put in, like, little updated stuff about, you know, the world today. Like, I think in one part of it, Wizard Kelly made a stimulus check joke.
Yes. And, Wiz you know, coin.
They still make references to today, so you can be like, oh. Like, the girls who get it, sort of thing.
So where do we begin? Let's talk episode one.
Yeah.
There's only two episodes out currently, but...
Yes. So and fun. I think... And, oh, sorry. I just think it took me a minute to catch on of how they were going to catch up, because I just assumed that they were picking up from the movie, not from the end of the series.
Right, and that's my gripe. Because, like, for one thing, at the end of the Proud Family movie, it's like Penny was 16 in that movie, wasn't she? But then it's like Penny had said something to Dejanay, and Dejanay is 14. And I'm like, did we just age back down? Like,
Yeah, because then I guess the first episode starts with, like, you know, the little beam of light, little twinkle, and they all get, like, hit with it. And I guess that's puberty.
Plot twist, children. Puberty. Nothing like that.
That's what it means. I guess that's what it means. Because then when, you know, she wakes up and sees she looks different, it's all of them reacting to, like, oh, yeah, y'all got hit with it too? Like, sort of thing. So that's their new look, like they were all hit with.
It hit some people harder than others. Lost Cienega.
Yeah. So it was like, that's why I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're not. It didn't hit me until she said that Dejanay was 14. I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're not picking up from the end of the movie. But I digress. It was still, I liked all their, you know, the new looks. They still looked, you know, it's puberty. So they all looked, you know, just a lot older. You know, she got taller.
And I just love the Yassification of our King Michael.
Yeah. Period. Because you see, you know, we didn't have a lot of information about, you know, who was coming back, who we were gonna see. So that's when everyone came back. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but I didn't really keep up with all the information. I just, you know, the same creator who made the original Proud Family was making the reboot. So I was like, okay, we're in good hands.
I just like how within like the first like 5-10 minutes, they're like, yeah, Sticky, gone. Don't even. Oh, yeah, period. We're not.
I mean, I wasn't shocked about that part. I just assumed either they were going to recast him or not include him at all. So, and I feel like they would have been it would have been a much bigger deal to other people on the internet who would much rather have the original cast because everybody else came back. But you know, some people would be like, why wouldn't you have the original Sticky? When, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Do y'all know what happened to the original Sticky?
Period.
Our boy Orlando Brown, well, actually, he's doing better now. I think he's clean from drugs, but he was on drugs. He saw a lot of stuff, and
And I think at that point, Disney didn't want to risk. Oh, I don't know. I guess at that point, he had just had so much bad publicity behind him to include him in something new right now. I guess they may not have wanted to risk it. So maybe, who knows, he'll come back later. Because they just wrote him off as like, my dad got a job in Japan and we're moving right now. Bye. Thing. So maybe I'll come back, who knows, but I guess it was just more easier to just be like, because I guess it leaves it open for new characters. That's why we got Kiki Palmer's new character and what's his name,
I don't remember the brother's name.
I think it was KG.
I think it, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So it just leaves it open for newer characters. And we still got the Gross Sisters, which I was, not that I was worried about them not coming back, but I was just like,
They don't steal money anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. I just wanted them all to still be in the show. And I'm glad that we still get to see Nubia and Olay and everybody. But like, yeah.
We even got Myron.
Exactly. I was like, okay, just a little sprinkle. Just a lot of the time, I feel, from what I remember from the original show, is, you know, we got to see a little sprinkle of the background characters, you know, every once in a while. But I like that they're starting off the show where we get to see all the old faces and get to be like, oh my gosh, I remember him, or, you know, little things.
I just still like how they kept the principal and like that thing she does with her voice and she's yelling. So episode one, I think, what was that one about? Was that just like Penny growing up and like trying to get that girl to like her? And
yeah, she tried to get Kiki's character to like her, and them trying to get La Cienega's look together because, you know, puberty, as you say, it hits people
different. My question is, like, is La Cienega just gonna, like, are we just ignoring this plot point the rest of the series? Like, is she ever gonna? And then also, where's her big feet at? I didn't forget. Like, y'all gave her big feet and you made her have a hairy little situation and acne going on. Like, dang, she can't catch a break. But then again,
that's what happened.
She kind of deserve it. You know, I don't want to say that, but she kind of do. Anyway.
Period. She comes back with, how do you deal with being ugly all the time, Proud? Like, first of all, Penny was genuine, other than Michael, was the one who was trying to, like, help her, who didn't, like, laugh at her at all. But you gonna joke at me and want me to help you? I guess it was just always their dynamic with everything. It was hurt Penny's dad who, you know, helped her with the big feet situation. But, you know, maybe, you know, everyone grew up a little bit from, so maybe she grew into her feet. I don't know. Maybe it's we only have 2 episodes, so maybe there'll be a comeback of her flippers. We don't know.
It's what she deserves. Anyway.
That she deserve. Yeah, and the majority of the first episode was Penny trying to get, what is her name? Kiki's character. I just keep calling her Kiki's character. To like her, basically. And so much to the extent she was like willing to, you know, she just gave off like, is it Maya? I think it's Maya.
I think it is Maya.
Just to get her character to like her. And Maya was just like, give off very, it comes to mind like cool girl vibes, but it wasn't really cool girl vibes. It was like, you know, tough exterior of like, you guys aren't cool, you know, they've moved around a lot. She had seen, you know, other groups of girls at her, all the schools she's been in, and they're all like the same cliquish, shallow sort of girls, and she was not here for that.
I don't know, but she didn't have to treat my girls like that. It's giving abandonment issues. You need therapy.
What?
I don't know. She also has a white dad, so, like, that's neat.
Yeah, but isn't...
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Like,
I agree. But isn't that dad from one of the other trailers... married to the other black guy that Oscar tries to go in companies and businesses.
Oh, so like they were the gay couple. Oh.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well then. But
he's still a white parent.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of weird watching like shows from today because it's like there's so much more representation in it and it's almost like kind of jarring, even though like it's fine and
yeah,
obviously all that.
I think it's just because it's not what we expected to see because we've been so pushed in the face of like one mom, one dad, or like, you know, one parent or, you know, whichever situation, that when we see something outside of the norm, we're like, oh, okay. It's not bad or anything. It's just like, yeah, I mean, that's normal and it should be expected, but we just haven't been, you know, around it all the time.
In some ways it's kind of just like, dang, the kids of today actually will get like representation and made to not feel bad about themselves for certain things, whereas we were repressed because of the previous generation before.
Y'all were shoving stuff down our throats and just be like, yeah, okay, get with it, or you know, you're wrong. So I mean, great for them. It's no part of being like, you guys get everything, or, you know, get the great parts of the world, when we had to deal with the bad parts and then had to learn the good parts on our own. Y'all are immediately getting the good version.
And my question is, the hell is Oscar doing after all these years? The same shit. Trudy's still holding it down.
Well, I mean, I guess that's just the dynamic. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's just Trudy and his dynamic of like, she's not gonna be the one to be like, you're obviously not going anywhere with your, you know, ideas or inventions or anything. You should stop and do something else, when, you know, I'm going towards my dream and doing something with it, and he's enjoying it. So I guess it's the, you know, the Stu and Dee Dee sort of formula, where, you know, I mean, Dee Dee didn't work or anything, but, you know, Stu had his inventions and stuff.
Hey, were some of his, didn't he have some, he had some successful ones or something? I don't, it's been a while since I've seen the Rugrats.
I have not watched the newer version, but yeah, I mean, he did the whole, you know, Reptar wagon and all that stuff.
Yeah, so he had something.
The whole reason why they went to Paris and stuff.
And, so you know, I guess, yeah, but
he did some things.
Oscar literally ain't doing nothing. Like,
he's had some some things with Proud Snacks here and there, but I think I don't think there was any time in between the show, you know.
But it's still weird because, like, even BB and CeCe aged up.
That's true. Oh my gosh, yeah. So there has been some time for her to, yeah, I guess that does make sense. But yeah, I was still very much like, why is he still acting like he's a child?
I was like, dang, if he would just put as much effort in as in his like Proud Snacks as much as he is with Penny talking to boys, he might have some money by now.
Oh my god. I mean, you're not wrong, because it just gets, I don't know, just as the daughter or just as girls, it's just ridiculous the amount of, I don't even know what ridiculousness that is put on that. You can't talk to boys. Misogyny. You can't look like this. Your body looks like this. So cover up, put on a bigger shirt, do this. You can't do this because men will look at you. Like,
this is a public service announcement. Let's teach our men not to be pigs. How about that?
I don't know. Just watching it again, and I'm glad she got to the point of being like, I mean, Trudy said it in the beginning of the episode of just being like, she's becoming a young woman now. She, you know, she's gonna look different. It's obviously she would talk to other people other than girls or other than her friends or other than Michael. So it would only make sense. Even at that part at the school dance when they was like, no boys and girls were dancing or even talking to each other. She was like, he was just like, this is crazy. Why isn't anybody talking to each other?
Technology. Mainly, but...
yeah, pretty much. But it was still like, wow, you guys said... It's one thing to be like, don't want your kid to date or anything, but another to like, not want them to socialize with people who are other than girls or who that are not the same sex as they are.
And I don't like her with what's her face's brother. I don't feel like that's a fit for me.
I think it was just like that's the character that was left. I hope not, just because like I don't know, I hope they're just new characters. I really hope that they don't make that like their end game sort of thing. Of like,
yeah,
there's a new boy. Let's put him as the main character.
No.
New. Please don't.
And we really just out here still making Dejanay thirsty, huh? Replace Sticky with the dude.
I mean, I think that's, not that's just who she is, but like, that's her energy. Not like thirsty, but you know,
it's a little thirsty
just,
for me.
Her personality is just big and
it's giving, you know, parched.
I mean, I didn't expect much to change for her from, you know, from Sticky, but like, I don't know. That's just her personality. I think she's just open of like she likes boys. That's just everyone else.
Yeah, has been but like, then, as you know, open a lot about of that. A lot of people could say, well, that's the black woman stereotype of, like, them being fast and wanting boys and all that. But I guess...
Isn't the whole thing about people thinking black women are fast is just people fetishizing us and yes, sexualizing
absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
So, in turn, are we wrong for thinking she's thirsty and it's just her being her? It's just
nah,
her being
she
like,
thirsty.
He's cute.
Nah, she's thirsty. She was thirsty for Sticky. You can't deny that.
I don't know.
It's
just her being like, she likes Sticky. She made it known.
And she's, Sticky? Like, Sticky?
She just made it known that like every time she saw, she knows like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. I like him. She just made it known that she liked him.
You know, it's understandable, but it's just like, you know, Sticky also made it known that he did not feel the same way, and she continued to pursue him.
So
at least
every person you've ever liked, the moment you found out that they didn't like him, you stopped liking them? No!
The entire series, Simone! After a while, you get the hint, and after a while, you learn to move on. It's like she never
She's
got
just
the hint.
She's very dedicated.
Oh my god.
And knows what's what.
This isn't...
I don't know. I don't see anything. You know, she wasn't Helga. She just...
We can't compare Helga.
Why?
And...
Why?
Because it's not even the same thing.
Okay, if we can compare...
So we're doing this. We're doing this right now. We're going to do this. This is overdoing, Simone. I see you woke up today and chose violence.
it's just one thing to her. I don't know. She didn't make shrines or nothing. They both liked them
because she's black. Way. Because she's black. Would a black woman ever do any of that? There's cultural differences. I have never seen.
Okay, we show it on different. Oh my god, we show it on different levels.
Nor.
Like she just liked him in a different way. She liked him more outward. She just liked him in a different way. Dejanay just put it out in the world that she likes Sticky.
Helga kept it inside and showed it.
In so we doing this? We doing this?
You can't convince me. It's the same thing. They just displayed it.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Oh, my God. It kind of is.
All right, y'all. This is the last episode of the podcast.
She just showed it in a different way. Okay.
You know what? I'm just going. Let's just talk about episode 2.
Okay, what was episode 2? Was the social media one where
Makeup Boy
tries to go viral, and it took me so long. I don't know if I was like, who is that? Who are they? Because you know, makeup is very prominent and stuff now, and they're you know, boys doing makeup. Who cares? It's like, not oh, who cares? But you know, boys can do makeup. Everyone does makeup now, which is great. But in the whole time, I was like, who is that voice? Who do I? Because I was just like, I know who this is. And it took me the longest, like, all the way up until, like, almost the end of the episode to be like, oh, my gosh, that's Bretman Rock.
Oh, it's Bretman Rock?
Yes.
Ah! Okay, Bretman, my unproblematic
exactly. Exactly. I was like, who? I know who this is. Like, you ever have those? Like, I know this person. Like, I hear this person every day. I know this person in my life.
Because.
And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, Bretman Rock.
The panda that was singing. I kept thinking it was CeeLo Green. And I want to say it's CeeLo Green, but I didn't even look it up.
I think, I'm pretty sure it is.
Because it sounded like CeeLo Green. I'm like, is that CeeLo Green?
They just be slipping in just little moments of like, okay. Celebrity. I mean, Bretman came out of nowhere, but it kind of makes sense. He's very popular right now. And that was
the Bretman Rock. We stand.
And I think he stopped doing makeup not too long ago just because the beauty community is, you know.
And not in the words of Britney Spears, darling.
But I still, I follow him obviously on like Instagram, but I follow him on TikTok and stuff, so I, like, see him all the, you know, hear his voice and stuff all the time. So it was just like, oh my gosh. I don't know why I didn't click, but, yeah, Penny just sees, like, everyone was making a big deal in the episode about seeing this beauty influencer and paying mega bucks for bare minimum. Like, they were gonna get an autograph for $20, which is very expensive for just one person, but you know, not expensive if you're going to like a convention or something. That makes sense. I don't know.
For someone of that stature, I don't know if it's really expensive. Yeah, but also,
for an autograph, I'm not getting what. I don't know. That seems ridiculous to me, kind of. But I guess it makes sense now that I think about it in like a convention standpoint. It's pretty much the same thing.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, Penny was out here doing all this destructive stuff, including the thing to Sugar Mama. Just gonna do that to your Sugar Mama like that. And my question is, why didn't they take away her phone?
Because there's other ways of punishment other than taking
away something from a child. No, because she needed that. She was disrespecting Trudy. Oscar and her grandmother. That deserves taking your phone away. Or at least putting some kind of limit on the social media time, you know?
Well, I think in the end, Penny came to her own conclusion to, you know, her actions of like how bad they were. So you can't. But sometimes you can't. I don't know. Sometimes you can't always punish. Just because they punish
doesn't mean she would have learned the lesson. It doesn't even seem like they even tried to talk to her about it. You know, without like yelling at her.
They were scared.
And it's like, you're scared of your kid like that? You shouldn't be scared. You should be able to have an open dialogue about it.
Yes, should be is the key word. They should be. You should be able to talk to your child. Doesn't mean you can.
I grew up in a household where, you know, things got taken away. People got manipulated and gaslit. So I can't really speak on the proper parenting experience.
I'm not saying I had the best parents either. But I just think, and I don't have kids now, but I just feel like you can't, taking away, just because they took away her phone doesn't mean she would have, you know, came to the conclusion that she was her actions were bad. She would have just found a different way to be on the internet. Because remember when Sugar Mama tried to hold her accountable and be like, because her parents couldn't because they were afraid. And Sugar Mama tried to be like, you know, what you're doing is bad and disrespectful. All she did was go on the internet and cry. And that's how Sugar Mama got taken away.
Yeah, but it's just like, how can you disrespect your Sugar Mama like that? Sugar Mama don't deserve that.
True, but I guess when you're just on a when you're they were like on different planes of like
I'm just upset of like that Queen Sugar Mama wasn't treated like she should be.
Period. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
And La Cienega deserved it. I'm sorry. I need to stop being mean to her, but you know what? She needs to stop other people.
I don't know how they still hung out or still hang out together. She called her ugly like at least 5 times on the first episode. And now I don't know. Penny had the power and she felt like this is the best way to you cancel someone and it worked.
It's also weird. You know, back in our day, you couldn't just cancel people like that, even if they deserved it. And now it's just like at your fingertips, you could ruin someone's life.
Yeah.
Man, these kids today.
I mean, and I guess it's only up until like a certain amount of like a community you can cancel someone. Because only people who like care and like know about, you know, whatever the situation is. Well, I'll truly be like, yeah, what they did was awful. And there's other people who's just like, yeah, they're awful and they changed and grew as a person and don't hold them to that same stature. So even now, does canceling even really work?
Not if you're Jeffree Star, Shane Dawson, or James Charles.
Well, we act, I think all as a community, the whole world kind of seem like, yeah.
I mean, Jeffree's kind of made a comeback, not so much James, and Shane keeps trying, but it's like I'm not a part of it, so
I think it's I guess case by case because their things were different. I forget, but Jeffree was just being, I forget what Jeffree was.
They were all part of Dramageddon, though.
Well, I think everybody canceled James Charles because he was trying to seduce minors
and continues to, so yes, cancel as you
I
should
think that's different. And I think Shane's was for being pedophilic behavior
and also all the racist stuff.
And then Jeffree's was just being for being a bad person. All of this is alleged. I don't want us to get in trouble.
Nor because the stuff I'll get in trouble, the stuff with Shane Dawson was like way deeper than that. It's like it's the racist comments, it's the pedophilia, it's the stuff he said about Willow Smith for Jada Pinkett Smith to like even call him out, you know, and even Jaden Smith called him out. Yeah. There's like footage of him being like mean on movie sets and all that jazz. So it's like, you know, Shane's it's a no for me.
Oh yeah, like, and I think even now he's trying to make it. It's not about this episode. It's not about him. But you know, I think certain people who have been canceled in the past trying to like make a comeback. Right in, I don't know. There's a plane flying over my house. I'm sorry.
Now we got to redo the entire episode.
But yeah.
Anyway, Shane Dawson. Who? Back to the Proud.
But yeah, I think the you know, the power of being popular on, you know, social media just got to her head. And I think there's a, you know, she went from feeling, like, important and, you know, needed and, like, you know, I don't know, powerful in some other sort of way of, like, people, you know, will pay attention to me or, like, care about what I say, which is important for people to feel. But I think she just took it a bunch of steps too far in many ways.
I also enjoy all of the references to Black culture that they make in the show. Because I know a lot of, like, of the littler children watching it might not understand some of them. And, like, they're learning that. Like, that whole thing with, like, Prince and the Purple Rain and all that was, like, real cool.
And they, during, even with Penny's, like, sponsorships.
Yeah,
like a Wiz Nova
sort of
stuff. So I was like, "Is that, did that say Fashion Nova on it?" So it's just like this little things like that. I think it's really good for. I don't know. I think this is just what we were all talking about for, or been talking about forever, about representation for, and you know, different communities. It's exactly it. What we've been asking for. Not saying that this is the end all be all, like this is what we wanted. I think this is just, you know, a Lego in the whole big setup of what we wanted. And, you know, I just hope that we can all, like, continue being, like, this great, having this great of, like, representation. And, you know, there are more, you know, Lizzo's gonna be on it at one time at some period in the show, and we've heard some of her songs, and they bring up Cardi B and
Bruno Mars
and stuff in the show. So it's just great to actually see what we've all been saying we've wanted. And, you know, Black people know how to do it. We
here we at. Okay. The next thing, I feel like, all right. So, okay. The theme song. Thoughts?
I'll be honest. The first episode, I skipped it. I'm very much a skip intro girl. I heard the first few seconds, ooh, and I was like, okay, cool. I want to see what the episode is about. Second episode, I did listen to it. And it is different.
Oh, she said.
Yeah, it is different than what I thought it was going to be, because to my knowledge I was like, oh, okay, they're just, you know, they might just remix Solange and Destiny's Children's
version. I'm wondering, why didn't they put it on? Wait, hold up, did you say Solange and Destiny's Children?
Yes. Why?
No, you didn't. You know them Beyonce stans go come for us.
What?
Hey. The Beehive is coming for you.
Why?
Because
it was them. It was Destiny's Child.
No, you said Solange and Destiny's Child.
What did I say wrong? What are we? I'm confused.
Because I feel like, you know, some people be like, I don't know, Beyonce and the girls. I mean,
oh, I'm not saying it in, like, I'm making fun of it.
Okay, because I don't want the Beehive to come for our next, bro.
I'm a Beyonce stan. I listen to her every day.
You better apologize to the Beehive. I ain't got the number to Terminix.
I'm in no way making fun. I really meant, I thought they would have Beyonce in, Destiny's Children. Jesus. In my personal life, I call them Destiny's Children. That's just a joke in my mind to anyway. I thought we'd have the original version of them because it was a big deal. They had, like, that whole Disney commercial, remember, with all of them,
yeah,
and stuff. It made them feel to sing the song for the show. I assumed when we got a comeback, I know it's been some chop can get Beyonce on the phone.
What's she doing? She ain't making an album for us. What's she doing?
Ivy Park just came out not too long ago with another few sets.
Oh, whatever. Like, she ain't making no music. She ain't busy.
Well, I mean, we're in a panoramic. People have studios at their houses. I assume Beyonce does.
We've got email. Send in them vocals, sis. You too, Kelly.
All you, Miss was gay.
Michelle.
I didn't know what Michelle was doing. I used to watch her show when she was.
Ooh, the shade.
It's not. I just mean, I don't know it. No, but you know, it's I see Beyonce on Instagram. I see Kelly Rowland on Instagram. I don't see
Michelle. But that's the joke, because everyone's like, Michelle's the irrelevant one. And it's just like, oh. Well,
I don't mean it that way. Michelle's show. I really like her and all her gospel music and stuff. Hannah.
Well,
I don't. Not everyone always means to attack. I swear. I mean, it in a very nice, comical way.
I live for the shade, darling.
I just mean, I assumed them on the line and be like, "Hey, can you rip it or get together and remix it real quick? Send audio files and emails." I don't know.
But who's singing it though?
I think it's just some new girl that they wanted to give, you know, this opportunity to.
This ain't an opportunity you just give. This is the Proud God. Family.
I mean, let me see. I think from what I heard, it was good. I just, you know, it's a remix.
It's all right, but I use the whole thing like it's not for me. It's for the kids that are, you know, it's for them. Just getting introduced, so maybe they like it. I'm indifferent. I'm impartial. I'm used to the goodness that was the Destiny's Child version, so it's hard for me to accept the new version. But as the show goes on,
I think she's still Black, though. Her name is Joyce Rice.
I feel okay. I'm not trying to diss her. I just, you know.
No, I'm right. I know what you're about to say, and I'm right there with you.
You know, I'm just used to a certain way of living.
Oh, I see. She's pretty. Yeah. I don't know.
This is not a Joyce hating podcast. You know,
it's not.
We was just like, used to something.
I don't know. I think it's good. She looks pretty young, so like I think it's good for her to have this opportunity to, you know, sing this for this new should become
but
the
you
voice
know who probably
this
would have hit.
Oh my god, who?
Normani.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like because there's so many amazing Black performers and singers out there to have sang this song or to sing any song anywhere. But I guess this is just like we're gonna give this opportunity to bring up someone else, because like watching it will be like, yeah, we know the lyrics and everything, but the new kids will be like, oh my gosh, who's this pretty girl singing the song? So you know, it's just something for them, I guess. Because if they brought it back, kids won't be like, they'll just see, they don't know who Beyonce is. They don't know who Destiny's Child is. They don't know that. Those feet, who are these ladies who are singing the song?
Excuse me, ma'am. But my kids gonna know who Beyonce and Destiny's Child is. They
not
gonna know
everyone,
who Diana Ross is.
Not like, everyone is a stan like we are.
Nor. I'm talking not about every, like.
Not everyone is. Not every. Listen, if you were not, I don't know, outside of our community, loves the. We do. Even if they're not gonna be someone's mommy, who's that? Oh, I don't know. There are some people who are like that. I don't recognize the people in my life. But it's possible. Some people who don't, like, they don't follow, you know, Beyonce's career, stuff like that. But to us, it's like, of course.
I mean, y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Of course I'm following her.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it's, I don't know. It's just something new. People, I don't know. Because what? Solange was, what? She was like,
oh, they even made a reference to her in the show.
They did?
Like the don't touch my hair. Because like, Penny, I guess, wanted to touch Maya's hair. And it was like, she was like, ain't you listen to that Solange song where you need to do like that Solange song? Don't touch my hair. I'm like, oh, that's for the girls. That one's for the girls. And the girls that get it. And the ones that don't know.
You're right. So, yeah. It's for us, the old old. The
we start in that.
It's for us and then not for us in the same sort of way. Like it's not like a childish kind of like kiddie show, but it's also not like an adult mature show. So we can all watch it, enjoy something from it, sort of thing.
I mean, I honestly haven't watched a lot of the reboots that have come out, but this feels like top tier to me. It feels like a pretty good one.
Yeah, I definitely walked away from it feeling like I felt, you know, comfortable enough to come back and, like, continue watching. Not be like, oh. Not like that icky feeling like this is not at all where we started.
I could probably say the same thing about maybe Raven's Home. I haven't watched a lot of that, but like I would say it kind of has some of the elements of That's a Raven in it too, especially since I think like the next season they're going to go back to like Bayside and everything. And then like, what's her face? My girl, what's her name? Adrian.
Yeah.
Is coming back as like the principal of the school.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we get some familiar faces and all that. It's cool. It's cute. It's cute.
I definitely feel like, at least with, like, Raven's Home, at least, I think I could appreciate, you know, what they were doing and, you know, Raven's career and everything to be, like, you know, watch a few episodes, check it out, and be like, yeah, it still holds in of, like, the original show was, but also realize that this version, it isn't for me. Like, it's not.
And, you know, that's acceptable. I'm just not going to watch. But
the whole point of it, we were watching for, you know, Raven, Chelsea's adventures and everything. And with this one, it's more about the kids. And I was like, I care about Raven.
Same.
And, you know, but, you know, they're adults. There's adult drama. And she's divorced. And, you know, it's, yeah. So, I don't know. You get the moments from Raven, but there's also her family and stuff, which is fine. But I'm not watching for the family. I'm watching for Raven.
I mean, here it is. So, what is it that we're looking forward to, that we're hoping to see in future episodes? I'm looking forward to the LPDZ comeback, baby!
Oh my God. I don't know. I definitely feel like... I definitely feel like they're gonna, you know, reference to that a lot. Or, like, you know, it could the comeback is probably possible. But I don't know.
I feel like it has to, because music is a cash cow in
shows.
That's
true. That's true.
They can make vinyl records, all that stuff. Ooh, the Proud Family on vinyl, I'm first in line.
Oh, you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
Yes!
I'm looking forward to seeing old characters. Like, I want to see the Chang triplets. I want to see what they look like.
Dang, I forgot about them. They were so stereotypically Asian. It was kind of racist.
Yeah, they were. I'm also looking forward to seeing the Chang triplets. I want to see what Duke, the surfer guy, from those episodes. I'm looking forward to see who else. Just old characters, I think. Because I don't know. What was Dante Bosco's character?
Oh, my God.
I think he moved. Did he move? Or no, they played Romeo and Juliet in that one episode. And then we never saw him again. But I'm looking forward. I think I just love Dante Bosco. He doesn't have to make an appearance. But
king of our childhoods, honestly. I just like
hearing his voice. I just want to see old characters. Or just having, like, a little spotlight, little Hey Penny sort of thing.
Yeah. I know it was a one-off, but honestly, I'd love to see Johnny Lovely again.
Oh, my God. I just think, yeah, I think, like, I like the little head nods of, like, that they gave us to, specifically us, to the people who, like, grew up to the show. We can see, like, little things from, like, old episodes that, you know, only, like, we would get. So I look forward to, like, things like that. And also the little thing from, like, the real world that they put in.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of strange.
Nods to our community specifically. I feel like the Black culture aspect of it, I think, is my favorite
Don't
part.
Touch my hair. Yes!
I don't know. I'm looking to see what, you know, the characters become. I hope, you know, we get
more Zoe. Like, where's she going? Like,
all she did was get taller. Maybe she's a late bloomer.
Do they go to a black school? Because from what I see, Zoe's the only white person at that school.
Maybe I thought it was like predominantly because it's like the houses seem like they're all right. Nice. It's a nice area.
And aren't they in California? So it's probably like a mixed thing. But I just think they only spotlight. We only see Zoe because she's part of the main.
Then it kind of makes you wonder if they just put her in it. So like white people can say we didn't put a white person in the show.
And yeah, I guess so. Just for that sort of representation. They have a white girl, two black girls. One's a dark-skinned black girl. And then what? Penny's?
I think
black, huh?
I feel like she seems more mixed because, like, Trudy's mixed. Yeah. And, like, Oscar has green eyes.
But isn't Trudy full black, though? From that one reunion episode when all her cousins and stuff came?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just, maybe Trudy's just fair, like, a fair-skinned black person.
And then we got the Latinx representation. Yes. Miss La Cienega. Ooh, I hope we see Sunset. Because y'all got Poppy in there. Yes,
please. Can we see? Because we love Hot Moms. Can we see?
Yes, we do.
Please. Because we see Poppy. We see, you know, Poppy is still. I'm also really happy that, you know, it was. I mean, there wasn't a time jump or anything, but I'm glad Sugar Mama is still here. Because there was a lot of talk of, like, she's going to be in heaven.
And I automatically canceled. Like, automatically not watching.
I'm sorry. I'm on the same page because I don't know if I could have watched if she wasn't
no,
there.
No.
And I know she wasn't, like, you know, super prominent in the episodes as is, but if they completely killed her off, I don't know.
It's a no for me, Doug. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I would have watched.
Yeah, no.
Just a little, what else is there to look forward to? I don't know. I know they're going to include, like, a lot of celebrities in, because, you know, Al Roker's coming back.
Al Roker!
So, little, you know, things like that. Who else can we?
I feel like Cardi B is going to be in it eventually.
I hope. They, you know, they bring her up enough.
Like, yeah, I feel like this is right up her alley.
Yeah, so I hope they at least bring her in. Because I think Lizzo's going to be in it, but she's playing herself. She's going to be Lizzo in the show. So, you know. I think it'd be nice if they brought, I don't know if Beyonce would do it. She's voice acting like she in would. Her time. So, you know, if they brought Solange in and Beyonce and everyone to just maybe like little pop-in, little maybe one-note things. But I don't know. Them checks probably have to look like Beyonce money. I don't know, because there are celebrities who are just like, you get date, you know, is there a standard? Beyonce doesn't give that, but, you know, with regular other voice actors and stuff, it's like, I have a fee, I have a standard of what I pay, or, you know, the residuals from it, and if you can't pay that, I guess you're not getting me on your show sort of thing.
I mean, I feel like Beyonce would be like, you know, I want, you know, what's mine, but not like a, I'm not doing it if I don't get this, because I feel like there's some kind of, like, nostalgic feeling to that, since she, like, was singing the theme song with Destiny's Child. I mean,
yes. I feel like they would do it. I feel like they have that, like, it's for the community.
And, you know, she got, you know, Miss Blue. She's of age. She's
that's like 10.
She's watching the show.
There's probably conversations already of, like, she coming in and saying a character. Maybe she'll play Penny's little sister. What BB doing? What if CC? I know they're toddlers, but they can speak. We haven't heard them yet, barely. So it's possible.
It would just be nice to see them age up and, like, age up for real and not just in that one episode where they were teenagers and they were better than Penny and it was just like...
that. I don't know. I guess, you know, we're probably gonna, Al Roker's gonna come back for his, you know, classic
Al Roker!
So, you know, we're
I just like how Penny always said it like that. Or Miss Kyla Pratt said it like that.
So, you know, we're going to get some antics with that. So, who knows? It's coming. I know.
Was Luther Vandross singing in an episode?
Yeah. I think okay. So. Was that him? Or I just assumed that you just
That was Lou Rawls.
I think so.
It was Lou Rawls, I think, not Luther Vandross. But I also keep thinking that Luther was in that show one time, but I don't know. R.I.P. Luther.
But yeah, I think. Oh, remember they also had, I don't know, that this part, this reference, the Fresh Prince reference that they used in that one, I think it was the second episode about Trudy's dad throwing him out the house.
Yes! Oh like my God, that was iconic. Okay. Just all these references to Black culture. It's giving. It's giving what Black History Month should be giving.
And it really, I don't know, it just feels, I don't know. It feels really good to have some sort of representation because you don't really see, it's difficult to see, you know, Blackness in media that's not us putting it in the media. You know, it's always someone else using our culture and then getting big off of it or, you know, showing it in some sort of way and then not crediting it. So it feels good to just be like, gosh, yes, like feel seen in some sort of way.
And we don't have to be ghetto or like all that. Like there's no stereotypical Blackness. We just Black. We just out here vibing.
It's just us. And then, yeah. And I think even that is just, is that even, is ghetto even really a thing? Or is that just non-Black people making a mockery of it and then calling it?
Well, I feel like you, it's like, is there a difference between being ghetto and being ratchet?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Is that even a thing? Was that a thing in our community before we were told we were that?
I don't know. No, because like my mom would reference people as ghetto because she.
That's okay. True. My mom would also try to be like, that's so ghetto or something.
Yeah. And I don't know, there's other Black nuances that I won't get into because the white audiences and everybody else might get a little confuzzled, so.
I was just saying, like, you know, it's just nice to have, to feel seen, because I think it was, we're in the time a few months ago when Encanto and everything came out. We were like, oh my gosh, Encanto, like, the Latina culture and everything was out there and celebrated, and we got the music, and, you know, everybody learned, you know, about generational trauma and all this stuff. And it was great to see that community feel so empowered and loved and all this stuff. But then as someone who's African American, we don't know, you know, our culture or where we come from, because obviously, you know, history and everything, we, you know, we're African American because we were born in America. Our ancestors were brought here. And then that's how we are here today. So we don't know where we're from or anything. So to see, you know, where people's came from, like the original sort of thing for other people was just like, wow, that's so cool that they have that. But also feel a sort of negative feeling because we don't have that. So, you know, it's just nice to have, we have our own culture because we made our own culture. And to actually see that on TV is, it's just,
yes. I know the show's always like lighthearted and it doesn't really touch on like super serious things, but honestly I'd love to like see more of like maybe Dejanay's like where she's from, as far as like, you know, she has like 8 brothers and sisters, doesn't she? Like where's her, you know, like I just want to know like more about like her home life. I mean, that could be like an episode, or even Zoe. Like, we don't really know much about her.
Yeah, do we know anything about Zoe? I think maybe we met her parents. Maybe. I think if what we know of her is very minimum. Everything else, we just know that she hangs with Penny, La Cienega, and Dejanay, pretty much. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think, real talk, do you think they're going to touch on, you know, maybe they'll touch on colorism or, we talked about racism at one point in the original, but are we really going to, do you think they're really going to do tough conversations sort of thing?
I mean, it's still a prevalent thing, but then it's also like, it's Disney, so I don't know if they'll allow certain things.
You're right. I feel like they'll, if they did, they would say it without saying it.
But y'all need to say it.
Yes. You would bet that I think, because I feel like in the old episode when they talked about racism, they didn't say that's racist, or you know, they didn't talk about, they talked, there was that one Black History episode where they talked about segregation and stuff, but they didn't say racist or racism, or I don't know, I don't remember if they said segregation or, you know.
Ooh, but then I also feel like that was a staple back then for like Black series, because like, you know, like the Proud Family had an episode like that, and then That's So Raven had that episode where, like, you know. So I feel like it was just a thing for like Black shows exclusively, because why would you need that in a show like Hannah Montana, I guess, but.
You're right. And because I feel like, because then they even, I don't know, because I think even if shows like that tried to do it at that time, they would have to bring in a Black character or Black, like, you know, a B-list character or something that does, maybe they're passing friends with, who would have to face that discrimination, and then the main character would learn some big lesson out of it. But then we'd never see that side character.
They like annihilated all the Black characters in Hannah Montana. Amber and Ashley were gone. Roxy was gone. And Roxy like a puma.
Yeah. So I feel like I don't want it to be our job as the Black people to have to keep teaching everyone else
about how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
I'm so tired. I'm so sick. But you know, just being so sick of like, we're, if no one else is gonna say it, then it doesn't get talked about. So we are the ones who have to say it, because then it won't get talked about.
And yes, we talk about Black issues. It's Black History Month for the next 4 days. Deal with it.
But for us, it's always Black History Month. It's
exactly.
Black, blah, blah, blah. Because that's what we can't take it off. We live in it. We live in our history.
See, if I was, this is where you'd make a joke about Michael Jackson, but I love him. He's a dear man. He had vitiligo. Anyone who's gonna say something, you come for me, at me. You can follow me.
Nobody was gonna say anything. You were going to.
I'm a moonwalker first.
Is that what his fans are called?
Yeah, we're called moonwalkers, or MJ fam, or.
I had no idea. That is so cute. I mean, I'm a fan of Michael Jackson, but I'm obviously not on the same level as you are. I had no idea. I thought you were just fans of Michael Jackson. I didn't know there was like a whole.
I also think Michael kind of used to call us his soldiers of love. But I'm digressing. I could talk about Michael Jackson forever, y'all. So anyway.
But yeah. I don't know. I like where it's at. The jokes. It's not like, I don't know. I think the comedy's there. I think there's good writers behind it. Yeah, there's obviously people who look like us behind it. There's Disney's backing it. Hopefully we get, as I don't remember how many seasons the original had, but hopefully we get a bunch of seasons and it doesn't get put on the back burner after the big comeback and everything. I don't know how many seasons or episodes are coming after this. I assume it's, you know, we're gonna get a new one every week or whatever. Given that they didn't give us a full season by the time it came out. But yeah.
They really said, no, you ain't finna binge watch this in one day.
Oh, because that was Finn too. I'm very much I think that's just what the culture, like, everyone's pretty binge culture sort of TV watchers now. So if you have 13 seasons, I will watch it and be done with it by tomorrow. How everyone is. So I guess that's the responsible thing to do if you're coming out with a new show, not to give all 28 episodes, because then everyone will watch it in one day and, you know, we'll never look at it again.
And that's what they've been doing with Euphoria, releasing episodes every Sunday, which I can't talk about Euphoria. I'm not, nor.
Do you not, do you mean you don't like it, or?
No, I like it. It's just I can't get into the, no. Nate Jacobs, no thank you, canceled. Anyway, go on.
I, for one, have not started the show, but I very much know everything about what's going on.
Yes.
Just from, like,
a mess.
The clips every week that people put on, you know, social media. I was like, I can follow and know what's going on, but I have yet to watch the show. And I don't know if I'll ever start anytime soon. Maybe after it dies down a little bit.
It's messy. It's very
messy. I'll watch it on my own time. But I know about Nate Jacobs. We're not.
No, canceled.
Yeah.
I don't know him. So anyway, child.
What else is there to say? Where? I don't know. I just hope it continues. I don't know. I just hope it continues to be as great as it is. It's go. I feel like it can only go up from here. And I expect nothing but the best. I just have to.
And then I also kind of wonder if they'll ever do, like, a time jump where they do age up a little bit, at least to where they were in the movie.
Do you think we'll probably get another movie out of this then?
Or at least, like, you know, like if they do multiple seasons, like, you know, have them maybe age up the next season and keep them that way, or whatever the case may be.
Just some sort of growth in some way. Yeah.
Let them go to high school. Like high school. I'm talking about like 11th grade, 12th grade, I don't even high school.
Yeah, they're like 14, 15. So they should be in high school. They should be about to go to high school at least.
I think that's like freshman age.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like they should be on the way or.
Yeah, but I'd also like to see them like talk about stuff like maybe pursuing college or like their interests. You know, I've always wondered what Penny would actually grow up to be like, because she just seems like she's into everything and could do anything, honestly. Yeah. Queen.
I don't think we ever had like an episode where they, you know, were learning anything. I mean, they would be at school, but even it'd be like something in the. It was nothing, anything in class or anything, you know, so we don't really know. Remember when they were like, there was an episode where they were like, I think it was illegally downloading music online.
Yeah.
I never really got that. I just think that's, and then they stopped doing it because I was like, that's illegal. And they were like burning CDs or something. I don't know. But I think that was very much like the era of what was happening on like LimeWire sort of things.
Yeah, I just can't remember the name of it. Not me trying to say it's Napster. It's not Napster.
That sounds close.
Napster's
wasn't Napster. It was like some kid who was just like, why would you wait to buy the CD when you can get the CD on or the music on? Blah, blah, blah. That sounds close.
It's not Napster.
It sounds familiar. It might be nothing.
Anyway, chat. That have nothing to do with anything.
I don't know. But I just want, you know. I don't know. Now that you mention it, we really don't. We know. I don't know. I think they made them very, like, we like boys. We like music. We're friends. Sort of thing. So, we know of them as a character by their actions, not like their personality of like what they like to do. So hopefully get more well-rounded.
And I want more Bobby.
We got some of Bobby.
I want more.
We.
I want him to sing Dysfunctional again.
Do they have the rights? Is it the same Bobby?
I don't know.
He sounded. Was he? I think he was probably in the first episode. I think that's what.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know. I just hope it goes great. We'll get more Bobby. We'll see more of everyone. we can only. Oh, I also when this show, I you know. recently applying. I've been applying for jobs for Disney and stuff. And I applied for a job that I was not that I wasn't qualified for it. They would just look at someone else's stats and pick them over me, which they did. But I applied for the Proud Family Louder and Prouder series. And I think it was like, I don't know, maybe a production manager or something. But I obviously didn't get it because I'm not qualified, but I applied anyway. But I was not, no, I was no longer considered for the position, which is fine.
Bro, didn't be the worst email.
No email. I just had to.
They can't even tell you.
No, when you apply for the jobs, it stays on like their specific, like the Disney application website thing. So you can see all the jobs you applied for, and it'll see like where it is on like you submitted it. It's being looked at. It's under review, sort of thing. And then if you don't get it, it'll say next to status, no longer in consideration. So no email. It'll tell you, you've applied for this job. Go look at your dashboard to see, you know, the status of where it is. And you have to log on to the website and things. So I was like, you know, I've been applying for jobs for a hot minute. And, you know, just went and looked at it last night because I, you know, was getting to the point where I was checking every day. So it had been some time. And I checked and I was like, did not notice. But it said no longer in consideration. But I applied for another one because I wanted to see.
And I applied to every job listed on Disney.
I've applied for a lot. But, and, you know, internships and stuff. But I'm really, like, in the crunch period in between because a lot of them are like, we want you to be less than a year since you've graduated. So I'm just like, apply for it now.
Someone give my good sis a job.
Please. I have a recently, this doesn't even matter. This is not even about
Pamela. Nah, bro, stand up on that soapbox.
But I've applied for the Pixar internship for the summer. I've applied for a few other Disney internships for the summer. I recently applied for the Nickelodeon internship for the summer that I think just, the Pixar one just closed. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll hear from that one. And I applied for one for Netflix animation a few days ago. So also fingers crossed. But the Netflix one is like a 4 month thing. And then I know the Disney ones are in Nickelodeon. It's like a 12-week program. So fingers crossed, I at least get one thing to hear back from. Because they really don't be emailing you saying that you didn't get it. You literally are just playing the waiting game and maybe so happen to check your, you know, dashboard or whatever to see the status of your application. Because you really don't be like, oh yeah, you didn't.
You didn't. Can't even get a robot sent email? Like, dang.
No. Nothing.
I applied for a job too. I've heard nothing.
Even like a basic job here, I've applied for, and I literally had to email a recruiter and was like, is there any update? Because I applied earlier in this month, and now we're just trailing off towards the end. So go to school, guys. It's worth it.
I went to school. I have not used that degree once.
I'm really like, every day, I'm like, did I really do... Did I really go to school for 7 years or whatever to get this degree? And now I'm just playing the waiting game with literally robots to hear back from to see if I get it. Because they really be like, a lot of people apply for this. It may take a long, it'll take a time, it'll take some time to, you know, let you know if you got it or not.
Yeah, but are they really looking at all apps, or are they just saying this one seems nice and fits the qualifications? Let's give them a chance. Dump the rest. Email
says we gotta look through applications and portfolios and da 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 before we narrow down our list and everything, and then we'll let you know. Girl, I applied in October and I'm still waiting. I haven't heard nothing. So now it's like every day going back to all the different ones. And like I wrote them down in like a journal of the things I applied for and still haven't heard back from.
And I've applied to jobs where I have like the exact qualifications, like everything you're looking for, and I get nothing.
Yeah.
It's like that. Anyway, chow. Now we're just talking about the job market, which is trash. So
I mean, it happens. That's where we're art students is. I don't know. If I get one, I swear I'll bring you up. All I've heard from like from people who work in animation is get the internship. That's literally your foot in the door. So all I'm really shooting for is getting my foot in the door, and then I'll work my magic on the inside. So just applying for everything is what, well, not everything, but you know, certain things I'm unqualified for, and I'm just like, But other things that I am, like, I'm recently graduated. All the knowledge and everything is fresh. Don't be coming at me 6 months from now and thinking I know how to work in Maya still. I don't.
And I... me graduated, like, 3 years ago.
I just don't know. Because I'll put that in, like, do you write cover letters when you apply for things?
No.
Okay, because I was applying things and not. But then in school, they were like, when you apply, they'll read those, and then that's how they'll judge it.
They don't even look at that.
And then I'm like, are you sure?
They didn't read it.
And then I wrote one for the Nickelodeon internship, and I was like, that's good, that's good. They'll like that. And I put it in there, so I'm just like, I wrote that cover letter. I hope they actually read it. And everything, I redid my... what my resume looks like. I put all the stuff, like how I can do Adobe and all that stuff, all my skills and whatever. I've looked at research what other people put on there.
Do the Adobe.
But it's like, I don't know what y'all want. I really don't know.
And look at them out here, not talking about the Proud Family.
Sorry. But like the animation industry, guys.
Don't major in art.
You think it's fun because you won't have to do math anymore. But literally, it's just as taxing as being a doctor, I want to say.
I hold
it to the same standard.
I don't know. You know,
are you kidding? The doctors have to learn, or if you're a medical student, have to learn all these terms and everything.
It's not the same as animation.
How dare you? How dare you?
You have someone's life in your hands.
Okay. You know,
Simone.
I'm not saying it's not life or death with us, but I'm saying in study-wise, the amount of soft words in softwares we have to learn and keywords we have to that go along and all this other stuff. If you work in the custodial staff or you are a doctor, I hold you at the same level as your work dynamic and everything. It's a lot of work.
I just feel like it's some differences there. Like,
I'm not saying it's life or death and we have to pick, but you know, we're not taking the Hippocratic Oath. And
just feel like it's a little different, you know.
Is a little different in that aspect, but I mean, study wise, we are learning a lot of information.
And yeah,
but that's different. Because
do you have to do continuing education?
If you want to still hold on to remember how to use softwares, you have to do it on your own time.
Yeah, but I also feel like when you're learning softwares, it's like. Well, if you take video editing, well, I'm using that as an example. Like, if you know one editing program, you know most because you know the general controls of each one and you pretty much know how to do things. It's just a matter of, like, this program does this, but this program does it that way.
That's true.
I don't know if that's how it works in the animation field.
Blender and Maya kind of have the same sort of format. And, you know, there's Procreate and Photoshop and all that stuff. They're kind of different, but they're
pretending probably... I know what you're talking about.
I understand what you're saying. There's a way to do it. And we also don't have to be in school at the same amount of time. And there's literally, they kind of scoop all types of animation into one, just call it animation, even though there's different types. And you guys have to do the other stuff. So we are very different, but I just mean, we're all taking notes a bunch and all that stuff. It may just be me. Learning is hard for me.
I was a digital design and graphics major, guys, so I don't know about animation. Oh, well, we did some, but, you know, that program is now obsolete. So, what was the point of learning that?
Softwares, they're always changing. They're just like, oh, we don't.
It's we so had to stupid. Learn Flash, and it's like, Flash who?
Oh, God.
Where is she? That's how old I am. We learned Flash.
Oh, my gosh. And also in softwares, when they're like, you did this project in the, it'll be in like the software, not in the software, but the addition of like 10 and the new, if it, the software updates, you can no longer do it in the same addition. It's so weird. Anyways, art students and blah, 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 and animation. We love it. There's jobs and stuff are out there.
I
don't love it.
I can't even find a job. This degree was a waste. It just sits in my cabinet.
Now you're scaring me because I'm kind of scared.
No, because it's like you have a higher degree than I do because I just have an associate's degree. And like most of the graphic design jobs I see are like, you need a bachelor's. And I'm like, okay, bet. If I go get a bachelor's, are you going to hire me? No.
See, don't say that. Cause...
No, because I just feel like your field's different than like the graphic design field. And I feel like
I see what you're saying.
I feel like
but
it's
they
more.
Also, they say they want you to get your bachelor's, but they also. It was like, we also want you to have
3 to 5 years of experience. And it's like, girl, 3 to 5 years was being in school.
Exactly. I have asked my therapist. Like, you can tell I've been in school.
Can I use my therapist as a reference?
I've been doing some stuff. And I literally, in the cover letters, I was like, I've been in school for blah, blah, blah. For some of my time in my academic career, I've done. All my experience has been from my class. Look at that portfolio. All those everything on that are projects that we spent semesters on, bro. But like that's my experience.
But then they're always like, "No, you need professional experience." It's like, is this not professional?
Well, will you hire me? No, you have to have a degree, to apply for this. And now I have the time.
It's just a vicious circle because they're just like, go get this degree. Okay, got it. No, now you need experience.
And now they're talking about some, the bachelor's is becoming the new associates. Like, people, they want you to have a master's. No. I'm going back to school. Y'all better get on that boat and row down the road because,
Then what is my associate's degree? A participation certificate?
School is great. School is awesome for if you can do it, if you can afford to do it. I'm not going back, by no means necessary. Period. Full stop.
If I go back, it won't be for graphic design. I'd probably go to a trade school and learn something.
Yeah. Like, I just don't have it in me anymore. School. I mean, therapy's enough. Therapy is draining.
My mental health is getting increasingly worse. I can't handle what I used to handle at like 8, 19 in college.
Oh, God. Say it louder because I just can't. I feel like as soon as I enroll, as soon as I feel, life will just become I don't have time to, I was so stressed and like, and part of the class, he wanted us to write a 10-page paper. I totally forgot about the 10-page paper and did everything else and did the final and everything. And then a girl who was in another class during another exam was like, we turned in our papers a week ago and he still hasn't graded them or told us. And I'm like, paper for what? We're in the same class. What do you mean paper? And I totally forgot.
Bro, my heart would drop.
I still passed the class. He still gave me, I think I got a C, but like, still, I still, I was just like,
No, because that reminds me. I was like, that paper's not. That's giving me PTSD.
I'm sorry. But like, I was so stressed with everything else. Like, because I think at that time, all my exams were like back to back or like the day after another. So I was like so busy running back and forth, like a chicken with his head cut off, that I totally forgot about it. And I didn't email him. I didn't say nothing. I turned in my work and I was like, if I pass, I pass. If I don't, I'll email him and be like, my life is really stressful right now. Can I turn in the paper later?
And can I just not? And you give me a passing grade?
Exactly. Because I was a senior at that point and I was like, I hope you understand. I think I emailed him because my life was very, very stressful. And I think he was just like, she did everything else. I show up to class every day. I ask questions. I still didn't know what anything was going on, but I still passed it. But like, still, I don't think school is for certain people, and I'm just not that certain person. But proud family, louder than proud.
Bruh. So, no.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Would continue watching. Still will watch.
Don't worry. When we talk about future episodes, we won't get off topic. Or wait, I can't guarantee that.
We really can. Because it's every episode. I think they just should just expect it at this point. We'll get on some sort of tangent. But we bring it back. We'll bring it back full circle.
Who knows? Maybe we could have a separate podcast for our tangents.
That would be awesome. I'm down.
Further discussion after the podcast.
Okay. But yeah, we'll continue. Plan to still watch. I don't know at this point if we're getting episodes every week. I just assume that. But I'll wait. Yeah, I will. And I don't know if I end up getting a job to work for them. Y'all will just see my name in the credits. I don't know if I'll. But I don't know if I come on here and be like, I work for Philadelphia now. But no, I probably can't because no, I don't know if I could. But still.
No, I tell the podcast will make continue. TikToks about it. What it's like to work at Nickelodeon or Disney or whatever it is.
I'll keep Hannah filled in, but I don't know if it probably can't go on the internet. Because I'll probably be like, you're telling secrets. You're spoiling an episode. And then I'll get fired. And I really can't have that on my conscience.
They probably make you sign an NDA.
Yeah, probably. Which I'm fine with. Just give me the job.
Please. I am no longer asking.
But yes. Final thoughts?
It's been time. I guess I'm looking forward to the rest of the series. I hope there's, like, you know, more in-depth about some of the characters on the show. I know the show's kind of mainly focused on Penny and her upbringing, but, you know, sometimes you want to know what goes on with the people around you, and I feel like we only know things about her and, like, La Cienega because we know Sunset and, like, her parents and stuff, but
yeah,
I feel like it's going to be a good series if they continue on this track, and it'll be a great source of Black representation for the children.
Yes. Where can the lovely people find you, Hannah?
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _HannahSavage, and you can also find me on YouTube at Hannah Savage. I'm the one who made a problematic video about Justin Timberlake that got so many dislikes.
Oh, God. Let me see how much. Is it wasn't really. What did you say?
I said what? The truth. Oh, I said God. The truth.
Is it about the Janet Jackson situation?
I think it is. And like all the stuff. Because Simone, I'm telling you, this video got like 6 dislikes. And 6 likes. So it's a 50-50 shot.
I think that's fine. I think it's whatever. I mean, it's. You have all right to say it.
Anyway, watch my problematic Justin Timberlake video. And where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at SimoneNotSmees. You can find me. I'm not really active on my public Instagram like that, but I'm trying to. I'm kind of thinking about getting back on the YouTube game, but I really don't know what I would do.
do animation yeah. stuff.
I do. Depression. I want to. I think I will. I will. I'm going to try. But yeah, that's where you can find me if you want to. I have some videos on there who I don't have in check, but in a while, but they do all right. on there. Do the, you can follow me on, no. Yeah, you can follow me on TikTok if you want. I think it's @_MoniMacaroni for some reason. Yeah. If you want to comment about the podcast or recommend something for us to talk about, you can follow us. The Toon Tea Podcast on Twitter @ToonTeaPodcast. You can like us wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or any wherever you get your podcast. And you can be sure to rate us and tell us what you like about us if you can. And thank you so much for listening. Hannah, it's been great. Catch you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.